Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's not over until the fat lady sings. And last night, the fat lady was not singing as South Carolina resilient Diesel getting it done. I absolutely missed it because I was doing some work last night getting ready for the Burns broadcast Friday. I was watching the game. South Carolina was down 4-1. My phone rang, and I believe I muted the TV and never looked back up until a buddy of mine told me, "Did you see that walk-off? Did you see what happened?" I missed it. I was not watching the end, but South Carolina comes back victorious. Here is what it sounded like in case you missed it last night.
Ball 4 and a walk. The outfield very shallow. And that ball is poked down the line, and it is a fair ball. Tease gives chase. Steele is in, and it's a long single. Gerard hits one to center. This sends the center fielder back. Larson can't get it. Now Bennett has scored, and the brakes are on at second and third. We're in the bottom of the seventh, 3-2. That's high to load them up. 3-2. Ball 4, and it's 6-4 with nobody out. Ball 4. It's 6-5 on a walk. That one is to right, and it is past the right fielder, diving Layfield. One is in. Here comes the winning run. Andrew Bogan does it. South Carolina shocks South Dakota, and they win it 7-6.
Pure jubilation, Diesel. It's not over until it's over in South Carolina. What a comeback last night. Congratulations to Irmo. It's not over until it's over. That's where we start the show today.
How about that? And especially because they were put into the loser's bracket by virtue of a walk-off against, who was it, the Las Vegas, Nevada team. And, you know, an awesome, awesome job by that team to come back, that resilience there to not give up when it looked like, you know, you're down, what did you say, 4-1?
Yeah, at one point.
It seemed like, man, this game is over and you're not going to stand a chance to come back in this one. What a fantastic ball game.
JB on the YouTube stream says, "I watched the whole game last night. Glad I did. It was awesome." So many Tolos already in the comment section on the stream. The reaction on Twitter from people across the country last night. Again, Diesel, it's just it's the Little League World Series, right? And let's be honest, there would be people watching from South Carolina if South Carolina weren't in the Little League World Series, but it wouldn't be the involvement that it is now. And for as many people last night that were watching that game and the reaction on Twitter, we care all of a sudden. Because why? It involves us. So there's your lesson for the day. A sport that may typically never really draw the interest. Diesel, guess what? Last night it drew the interest. The reaction and the effort last night from South Carolina was spectacular. Tolos, did you watch last night? Let us know. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He is Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. What a game last night.
And the best part is now they get to run it back against the team that put them in the loser's bracket.
Yeah.
Again, you go back to that Monday night, Monday afternoon game. Irmo outplayed him. 5 hits to 2 hits, and Las Vegas just got that necessary hit when it really mattered. And they will play first pitch at 7 o'clock tonight. This one, winner of this game, goes to the finals to face either Santa Cruz, Aruba, or Venezuela.
Yeah, absolutely. And best of luck to them. Let's see if the guys can get a little, or maybe it's not the guys. Maybe the guys is a little too old of a phrase to use. The boys, the kids can get a little revenge tonight against Las Vegas. So good luck to them, Tolos. Let us know if you watched the game last night at 844-326-3663. We already have text coming in because the show is live, Diesel. It's show hours. And the Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets is open. Shout out to JB on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. The first text of the day getting his upset pick in.
That's right, Tolos. Go to ESPN.com. Click on that NCAA football tab. Easiest way I've found so far is then to click on the schedule tab. Look for the games that are being played on Saturday. Those are the quote-unquote week zero games. It's Iowa State, Kansas State, Idaho State versus UNLV, Fresno State versus Kansas, Sam Houston versus Western Kentucky, and Stanford versus Hawaii. Those are the only 5 games that you can pick here in this week zero. And then week one in earnest starts with next Thursday's games. Been doing my best to help out some of the Tolos who are sending in incorrect picks. I get it. There's a lot of new people playing the game. As a matter of fact, yesterday at one point, Dan told us about half of the entries that were coming in were from Tolos who have never played this game before in the past. So we're trying to help educate you a little bit, get you up to date and up to speed with what exactly it is you need to do. All you have to do is go to ESPN.com, find the list of games that are available for this weekend. As Cole very often points out, make sure you're clicking the All FBS tab, not just the Top 25 tab, because you could lose out, especially next week and going forward, you could lose out on a lot of options to choose from. Find a game where you think the betting underdog will win the game outright. That's right, score the upset outright. And then text us with your name, the game, and the spread.
A big show coming your way today, Tolos. 3:22, one segment from now, we will kick off our States segment. That is States with an apostrophe S, because we are going to rotate guests every week. 2 guests that we have on the show very frequently, with Chapel Fowler, who covers Clemson for the state newspaper, and Jordan Kay, who also is with the same publication. He covers South Carolina. We kick off the States segment today at 3:22 with Chapel Fowler of the state newspaper. Daily Wire is coming up later in the show. We'll dive into the Upset Picks Challenge at 4 o'clock. 4:22, we're going to gauge your thoughts, Tolos, on 3 coaches who want to get back in the game and where their possible landing spots might be. Also, today, 5 o'clock, the Tolo Takeover, your opportunity to take over these airwaves. So set a reminder for that at 5 p.m., Audio Blitz at 5:20, and a little Micah Parsons at the end of the hour. And then to kick off the hour, or the fourth hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, beginning our weekly segment with Coach Hendricks. Today, it will be at 6 o'clock. Every week following this week during football season, it'll be at 6:22 p.m. So, Furman fans, if you are a Paladin, make sure you tuned in the very last hour of the show today. You'll hear your ball coach breaking it down. And by the way, Diesel, let's dive into this. The final week of NFL preseason begins tonight. We would like to see what from each team before the season starts, including tonight's game. Just up the road, the home team Carolina Panthers are in action 0-2 going against the Steelers, who are 1-1 in the preseason. Pittsburgh, a 5.5-point favorite up in Charlotte tonight. You excited about that preseason?
No, I'd rather watch Little League World Series than Carolina Panthers.
Agree with you.
I mean, come on. Who's wasting that kind of money to put anything down on a preseason game? Preseason.
Yeah, I'm with you. Again, I don't really get into the preseason much
gamble
either.
On anything.
They will. If there's a line on it, absolutely. Why not, right? So there are two games tonight in the NFL, Steelers-Panthers, and then in, on Prime Video at 8 o'clock, you have the Patriots and the Giants. So here's the deal with me tonight. Diesel, if I get home and I'm able to do so, I think I'm going to watch Panthers-Steelers just to see how long or if we get any starters at all, right? What the Panthers starters look like. Mm. Now, I will tell you this. I know it's preseason, but there's no other football on right now. I'm going to watch Patriots-Giants at 8, and I'll tell you why. I told you a couple days ago, the quarterback room in New York is so intriguing to me, and I actually think that the New England Patriots, under Mike Vrabel in their first year, might have a little bit of momentum to ride. Going into their first year. So I know it's preseason. It's on Prime Video. Both teams, though, are 2-0 in the preseason. New York tonight's favored by 6.5 points. I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated. The football side of me is absolutely fascinated, Diesel, with Jackson Dart, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson. Who am I missing? The other quarterback in that room. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but the quarterback room in New York right now fascinates me enough to watch the game tonight. Jackson Dart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Has played a good amount of snaps this preseason. I don't know how much he'll play tonight, but I am excited. Tonight, two games that we'll see again. Tommy DeVito. Yes, thank you. Tommy DeVito was the one that I couldn't think of. I expect Tommy DeVito to get moved to the practice squad. That quarterback room, though, it's just fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I hope we see a lot of these starters get a little more reps under their belt. I mean, I don't know that by week one, which is September 4th, now that's 2 weeks away, I don't think I want my starter going in with only like 7 or 8 pass attempts. Maybe if you've got a starter that's 10 years into his career, sure. But when you've got a guy like Bryce Young who started slow multiple seasons in a row, I want to see if this guy can get off to the races, right? I don't want him easing into the season. I want him coming in full bore, ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know what Carolina will do tonight in terms of their starters. When you look at Bryce Young, I don't expect there to be much playing time tonight for them. But again, I think that's why, Diesel, I reiterate so much about every team is so different and the situation is so different in terms of what their goal is for the preseason. Take tonight, for example. You've got the Carolina Panthers tonight who know who their quarterback is, right? They know who their running back is. They know who the receivers are going to be. Obviously, they have depth there. But this is when I say that the preseason is different for every single organization, Panthers tonight know what they've got. The Steelers tonight, they know Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback, right? There's no question there. But then you go to that next game, the Giants, Diesel, you're talking about Russell Wilson, who's already earned the starting job. But behind him, Jameis Winston, who at times has been a commodity as a quarterback in the NFL. At times he's been more of an interception commodity.
Liability
at times. And then this young guy, Jackson Dart, who's showing some flash, some really good promise. Tommy DeVito, like I said, I don't expect him to make the roster. But I just look at New York in a division with Dallas, Philadelphia, and Washington. This quarterback room to me is a lot more important than people realize, because I just don't know that Russell Wilson, we all know Russell Wilson's been in the NFL for a very long time, right? Are there games that Russell Wilson can go out there and win in the course of the 2025 season? Sure. But you've got to remember, he's got to play the Cowboys twice, the Commanders twice, and the Eagles twice. What do we expect Russell Wilson to actually be able to do? I believe what you're seeing is a stopgap quarterback in Russell Wilson. Again, I don't know this. Hadn't talked to Brian Daboll, of course. But these are what it looks like you're seeing is maybe the changing of the guard in a year or two. I don't know how long Russell Wilson's there. But Jackson Dart looks like he might could be the guy to build around in New York.
Is there any point in your mind, if you're the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that you're saying – or not the Steelers, the Giants, that you're saying at some point, no, sorry, Russ, at some point, Russ is not going to be the guy for us by the end of the season. Are you willing to give him the starting job all season long, or are you saying, hey, Russ, I know you used to be great and you had an okay start, but I mean, come on, man, it's week nine and we're sitting at 4-5 or we're sitting at 3-6 and you know, thanks for the memories, but go hang out with your beautiful wife, and we're going to bring in a rookie quarterback.
You know, it's interesting. I think, Diesel, if Russ stays healthy and can be serviceable enough to keep you in games, I think they stay with Russ all season. However, if Russ, God forbid, gets injured, right, which we don't want to see any player, even though they're in the same division as Mike, you don't want to see anybody get injured. However, we have seen injuries in the past with Drew Bledsoe, with Tony Romo, and different quarterbacks all of a sudden lead to a new era in the same organization with a new quarterback potentially in Jackson Dart, which kind of then begs the question, Diesel, tailing off of your question is, well, if that's the case, what are you going to do with Jameis Winston? I mean, you're not going to give this guy a shot? Is Jackson Dart as a rookie beating Jameis Winston? Is that your best option? I don't know. I think that's why, to me, this is the most fascinating quarterback room across the league.
What does your heart tell you, Cole, as we've watched Russell Wilson bounce around from team to team? Do you think this is possibly, yes or no, the final season in which Russell Wilson is the full season starter?
I think there's a good shot.
Like, this is it.
I think there's a good shot that could be
last
the case.
Last ride for Russ. He's 36.
Is he?
He's 36.
Let me see. You know what, man? I would say there's a good shot. I don't know the exact details of his contract in New York. Right now he's on a one-year deal. I just looked it up with the New York Giants for 2025. Base salary of $2 million, up to 10.5 in incentives. Yeah, I'd say so, man. You said he's how old? 36?
36.
Yeah, I'd say so. He gets $500,000 for playing 65% of the snaps this season. He gets $1 million for playing 75% of the snaps, and he gets $1.5 million for playing 85% of the snaps. So he was released by the Broncos, released by the Steelers. I'd say there's a good possibility, right, that this is it for the – I mean, he's had a great career. He's probably a Hall of Fame quarterback. But at some point, all roads come to an end. And while we all love what Russell Wilson did in his prime with Seattle, Russell Wilson's past his prime, way past it. And it brings up the question, Diesel, of – what could Jackson Dart possibly be in the NFL? Could he be a franchise guy to build around that could finally lift this organization? Think about it. The last time this organization was relevant, Diesel, they had an Ole Miss quarterback. Now they've got an Ole Miss quarterback as maybe the backup guy, and maybe that's the changing of the guard we see. I just am so intrigued with Winston being there, Tommy DeVito. I don't know if Jackson Dart will be QB2, But yeah, I'd say to answer your question, I'd say there's a good shot this might be it for Russ.
Well, I'd say as of right now, this is probably the most entertaining quarterback room to be in with Jameis and Tommy DeVito by themselves. Yeah, it's going to be fun to see, you know, Russ, thanks for the memories.
Yeah.
Good luck. We have to, you know, people want to start the new era sooner and sooner and sooner. And a lot of people want to start at week one. And I think it's okay to give Jackson Dart. If you believe that Jackson Dart is going to be the guy, let him become the starter circa week 7, 8, 9. Give him lots of time to get, you know, acclimated to game day operations, and then make him your starter by week 9. Russ can be his backup. Jameis is sitting there also. Maybe by the end of the season, you just cut Russ and say, hey, man, it's been fun.
So if he's on a one-year deal, Diesel, what I think the best possible scenario could be is – the Giants be competitive enough to be in games with Russ, but not too competitive, because you want New York to be somewhere next year getting a good draft pick. So I think best case scenario for the future is for them to win like 4 or 5 games this year, really. Under Russ, it'd be very clear and evident that Russ is washed up, let him retire, let him walk into the sunset, and then you – I mean, Jameis Winston's been around a little while now. Maybe he's okay being the backup. I don't know. Maybe it's Dart and the veto. Who knows? But I think if you're a Giants fan, you're wanting to start to be able to start transitioning to that new life, right? Yeah. That new young blood.
It's weird to say we don't want Russell Wilson to go out and win 10 games this year, because then the push will say, well, hey, we got to bring Russ back next year and see what he can do again. So you're just kind of pushing off the inevitable.
Real quick, you've got 4 games tomorrow: Eagles, Jets, Falcons, Cowboys, Vikings, Titans, Bears, Chiefs. I don't know. We'll talk about Micah Parsons later in the show. You've got audio, Diesel, at 5:20, I believe, of Brian Schottenheimer. Mm-hmm. Not like breaking news, but it's kind of like telling in terms of what he thinks will happen with Micah Parsons. And then Sunday, a big slate of games on Sunday. The last one, 10 o'clock on NFL Network, Raiders, Cardinals. And after that, it is officially week 1, which means, I don't know if you realize this or not, the NFL preseason is over after this weekend. And Thursday, September the 4th, which is 2 weeks from today, we get Dallas and Philadelphia to open the season. So you won't have any games next weekend, but then the following Thursday, the NFL is officially back, and I can't wait.
Shout out to MD75, who gets in his upset pick. He's taking Fresno plus 13 over Kansas. Joey Bruton gets his in. He's taking Sam Houston plus 10 over Western Kentucky. Keep sending them in, 844-326-3663. We'll get to them throughout the show today. But coming up next, let's talk Clemson football with Chapel Fowler of the State newspaper. That is next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.